Welcome to Be Loud Radio Hour. We are so delighted that you decided to join us. Every week, we'll share the voices, stories, and music from kids all over New Orleans. Isn't that just exciting? But hey, dude, let me keep it frank with you. Turn up your radio, your phone, whatever you're listening to, because it's about to get really good. Like, it's about to get lit up in here. And so, just turn it up, and you won't miss an episode.
Be loud. Be loud. Be courageous every day, that's what I'm talking about.
When was the last time you played in mud? Not like on a bad day where you stepped in it or maybe your car got stuck in it, but maybe you were a kid and you played in it and you had a great time, made castles, maybe even dug a hole trying to get to the center of the earth. Remember that myth? And for me, it's been years because of something my grandma said, and it went a little something like,
"You're gonna get ringworms if you play in the mud too much. You better stop."
And so I did. And I never really had any true fun run-ins with mud ever since then. Until now. I'm 16. It's been maybe, let's guesstimate, 5 years since I've actually been in true raw mud. And here at the Chosen Museum Mud Festival, I kind of got to relive that. I had mud pudding, which was simple chocolate pudding with a little bit of Oreos with a gummy worm in it. And it truly gave me a blast from the past because that was a treat I would used to have as a kid. And seeing little kids, maybe how young I was back then, playing in the mud without a care in the world with their swimming suits, swimming trunks, and just maybe even normal clothes, not caring if they got messy or not, with their parents following behind them quietly and also with a smile on their face, made me think of my past and how much I enjoyed playing in the mud. Made me feel like a kid again, something that I haven't got to experience in such a long time. And I think something hilarious is that there were shoes scattered across the ground, and if you look from afar, there was this giant mud heel, which is the giant magnum opus of the entire festival. That's the thing people came to see. And the kids looked like little ants crawling in and out, going all around, running around, having fun and eating sweet treats, interacting with other kids, building castles, and just having a blast. It's all about having fun, to be honest. And that's what I had. And I hope you have fun too. This has been DJ I Don't Know Anymore, and this is Be Loud Studios at the Mud Fest. And go outside, get active, and most importantly, have fun.
Hey, y'all, this is DJ TJ. I'm at the Louisiana Children's Museum, and I'm going to be telling everyone about the vibe that I felt at the Mud Fest. So, just a little disclaimer. The Mud Fest is a tradition at New Orleans where basically we make a huge dirt pile and then hose it down and then we just play in the mud, hang out there. So this year's Mud Fest, it was just a summer vibe, you know? It was a bright, sunny day. We had everyone in their bathing suits, towels all over the grass, waterworks with fresh water, not muddy water. Although the children probably made it muddy after, if you know what I mean. And yeah, everyone was out there having fun. We had a lot of Mud Fest ideas, a jazz band providing music. It was just a lot of culture and community put all in one place. All right, this has been DJ TJ coming in to tell y'all the vibe of Mudfest and out.
So, hi, my name is DJ IDK. What's your name?
I'm Hazel.
Hi, Hazel. So today I'm going to ask you about mud. Do you find it fun to play in mud?
I find it fun.
You find it fun? That's good. What's your favorite thing to do while you're playing in mud?
I like to splash around in mud puddles.
You like to splash around in mud puddles? Okay. Do you like to dig through the mud?
I don't usually. That's what I do when I'm in a mud puddle.
Well, thank you for letting us interview you, Hazel. Bye.
Bye.
What's up, everybody? It's DJ Dry Air, and I'm here with Miss Bernadette. And how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling pretty good. This is an awesome day, perfect weather.
All right, that's good. So, how do you feel about the Mud Festival?
I had never heard of it before. I feel pretty good about it. It's messy, but a lot of fun. And yeah, I'm enjoying it.
Why do you think it's important to have festivals with the community like this?
Well, I think that it always benefits everybody when there's fun things for young people to do and kids to do. I wish we had more things like this. And it's also, besides that it gives them something fun and healthy to do, it is also a good way for everybody to come together and meet new people and, yeah, build community.
How big of a struggle do you think bat time will be after this?
It's going to be a big, messy struggle.
Yeah. In my personal opinion, I wouldn't come out here to do this. I would stay home and watch TV.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Miss Bernadette.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thanks, you too.
This is DJ Dry Air signing off.
Hey guys, it's DJ KJ, and right now I'm here with
Malik Mingo from WWL TV.
Well, hi, Malik. How are you today?
I'm doing good. It's a beautiful day, lots of great weather, and I have a fabulous person interviewing me right now, so I'm excited.
I'm excited, too. So I just have a couple questions for you, if that's okay.
Absolutely. Ask me whatever you want, baby.
Okay, first of all, how do you think the Mudfest can gather the community together?
In so many different ways. You know, for a lot of us growing up, we didn't have all the cool things that necessarily kids have today, right? All we literally had was the mud outside. So for a lot of people, I feel like, especially the older adults, it's a way for us to really reconnect with our childhood, because that's what we did. We just went outside and played with mud. And I think it's so great to see this younger generation, this new generation coming out to experience what their parents did, you know, when they were young. And it's just amazing. It's such a simple idea, but the impact is so big. So I love it.
Right. It's such an amazing way to bring something from the past into the future. Okay. Another question for you is, what are you going to be in the mud today?
Absolutely, baby. As you can see from my outfit, I know you all can't see it listening, but KJ knows that I'm ready to get up there in that mud. But I got to tell you, I've been walking around all throughout the event, and there have been some young kids who have been putting their entire bodies into that mud. I don't know if I'm young enough to do that anymore, but I'm definitely going to dip a toe or two in there for sure.
Yes, we even have some B-Loud DJs that are trying to interview on the mud.
Now, that is so cool. You know, I love what you all do at B-Loud. Alex, you, all the DJs, all the behind-the-scenes team, what you all are doing is so amazing. You know, obviously, I'm in this now, but I wish I would have been exposed to this at a younger age, because I feel like I would just be even more along. I think I'm very successful now, but just to have those opportunities to start working on my craft much younger, I think it's such a great opportunity. Now, if y'all interview those people in the mud, just promise me you'll protect the equipment, okay?
Yes, thank you so much for letting me interview today.
Of course. Best of luck to you, KJ. Shout out to everybody at Be Loud. I love y'all so much. Alex, you're doing a great job. Keep doing it, and I'll come back anytime, I promise.
Let's go!
Be Loud hosted its second Youth Voice Festival this spring, and it was awesome. There were musical performances, food vendors, and amazing radio projects for the whole community to hear and celebrate. Be Loud DJs were also interviewing different people at the festival about why youth voice matters. Listen to these conversations next.
Hi, my name is Lou, and I'm here with Donnie and Kai. Why do youth voice matter to you?
Youth voices matter to me because you guys need to be proud of yourselves and love yourselves. And the more you speak, the more you enjoy, the more you manifest, the more you will get to experience greatness in life and be awesome people.
Is that the purpose of you taking photos?
I picked this up as a kid, and then I grew to love it. And we went from a hobby to a passion. It became kind of a career for me, and I've actually took a step back from it. And I'm here to support you guys because you're awesome.
Does photography work as kind of sharing your voice, even though it's not an actual voice?
Yeah, because it's an art form, and it's the way I express myself, and I shared that with the world.
Well, thank you for letting us interview you. Is there any last words you have?
Stay positive, keep kicking butt, and don't take no for an answer.
Thank you.
Hey, what's up? This is DJ Memer. I'm here with
Brittany Burgess from Bricolage Academy.
Thank you for being here, and thank you for listening to all those people who are listening. So we're just going to ask you a couple of random questions for Be Loud, stuff like that. First one is, would you eat a ghost pepper for $1,000?
I really think I might try my chances. I mean, ghost peppers, I kind of like pepper things, but for $1,000, yeah, I think I would try it.
Next is, what would you do with $1,000 if you could use it to expand Be Loud? Like, what would you do to Be Loud?
That's actually an amazing question. With $1,000 easily, I would probably try to get a soundproof booth. Finding a space to record has been, I guess, the most challenging just because our school is so open in space. But yeah, that's what I would do. I would definitely get a soundproof booth.
That's interesting. Yeah, I definitely think that would be really nice, having an entire like booth that's soundproof. We do have these little small ones, but you know, that's all for today. Thank you for listening, and thank you for being here.
Thank y'all. I appreciate it.
Yeah, have a nice day.
Hey everybody, it's DJ I Don't Know Anymore, and today we're with Miss Dominique at the Youth Voice Festival, and I'm going to ask two simple questions. Technically three. You want to go with the first one?
Sure.
How's your day been?
My day has been amazing. I love being out and seeing all of our wonderful partners, listening from young people, hearing what they have to say.
Very much so. Very encouraging, and it's very bright, so it's like, it's even better. And so the first question is, why do you think Youth Voice matters?
Youth voice matters because, you know, a lot of times people will say that youth are the future, but I think that youth are the present. And we need to listen to youth every day. They know exactly what they're feeling. And if they're encouraged to understand that more deeply, then we will be able to shape the world in a way that will care for every single person.
That's big facts. Youth are the present and the future, because if you destroy them now, there is no future. And so I do think that also matters. And just to make sure we don't repeat the past, you know, like generational trauma or something. And we want to just bring positivity more into our lives and stuff. So I also think that matters too. And next question, how do you further this message?
I further this message by just encouraging people to be who they are and celebrating the fact that all of us have something to contribute to this world. And at my job at the New Orleans Youth Alliance, I do a lot of work around communication. I try to help people understand that young people are so powerful, so brilliant, and I just love to uplift everything that's going on in our amazing community here in New Orleans.
That's so sweet. That is actually sweet. And I'm glad you are furthering the voice, because people don't listen to us. People don't listen to us or think we're like, I don't know, just kids, or you don't know about the world. That's what I hear most of the time.
They're starting to. People are starting to listen, and you'll start to see that.
They better. It's getting worse. And I think it really does matter to not just us kids, but also adults, because we kids, we do have wisdom. I swear. We do have a lot of wisdom.
I know. I believe it.
You believe it? You believe in us?
I believe in you.
Brixton, can you believe this?
Yes.
Let's go. And I want to say thank you, Ms. Dominique, for sharing this moment with us. And thank you. This has been Be Loud Studios. It has been DJ I Don't Know Anymore and...
DJ Brix.
Sten. And we are signing off. Thank you.
Hey, this is DJ Frank Pan, and today I'm here interviewing
Liliana Raphael.
Liliana is from New Harmony, and they are a ESL teacher, and I'm going to be interviewing them about their experience as a ESL teacher.
Awesome. I'm ready. I'm excited.
So, do you feel like the school board has been more harsh on ESL kids at New Harmony?
I think the school board hasn't necessarily been more harsh for our ELLs at New Harmony, but in fact, they do a great disservice to the English language learners of all of Louisiana by requiring them to pass state assessments that aren't necessarily required in other states and absolutely are not an indicator of one's intelligence, perseverance, or determination in high school. So they have not just been hard on my students, but they've been hard on all students across Louisiana.
What motivates you to be a ELL teacher?
I love language. I love sharing my culture, New Orleans culture, with the students who are coming from other countries, and I love giving them the voice to share their culture and experience with the students here in New Orleans. And it's just really cute when people are learning a new language. They make lots of mistakes, and it's adorable. I love it.
Do you think that your school experience may have influenced why you became an ELL teacher?
It actually wasn't my school experience. When I was in college many, many years ago, I volunteered teaching adults who were learning English. And ever since then, I just haven't stopped. The age group has changed, but the subject hasn't.
What's your favorite part about being an ELL teacher?
Oh, God. Teaching in New Orleans is a unique experience in and of itself. And teaching kiddos who are experiencing New Orleans for the first time is a delight. It's like revisiting the place in a new way with every kiddo. And I just like to be in the classroom. I always have, and hopefully I always will enjoy it.
I also do like teaching. I like showing the other DJs how to DJ and use the mic. This was DJ Frying Pan and Liliana.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening to Be Loud Radio.
What's up, everybody? We're here. I'm here with Jude, and my name is DJ Diggity Deuce, and we're going to be talking about Youth Voice in New Orleans. Jude, how do you express Youth Voice?
I express Youth Voice through sports and stuff like that.
Okay, cool. What sports do you express it through?
I like to express it through basketball and football because those relate the most to me.
Okay. If so, things you do in Youth Voice, do you feel like you're heard? And if so, by who?
Yes, I feel like I'm heard by my parents and by my siblings. And not my cousin, though. But it's all good. Yep.
Okay, what are some other things you want to do to get yourself out into New Orleans?
I want to join community service and Be Loud and other cleanup services like that.
Cool. Well, thank you for letting me interview you. This is DJ Diggy Deuce signing off.
What's up? This is DJ Splash, and today I'm here with Josh. So, Josh, what brings you to the Youth Voice Festival?
Hey, DJ Splash, what's up? I have been a really enthusiastic supporter of the Be Loud ever since its earliest days. And so I'm here for that reason. I'm also here because my daughter's working with Go Girl, which is one of the tables and one of the other organizations that's supporting the festival.
Can you tell me a little bit about Go Girl?
Sure. You should really interview my daughter. She's like a great representative for it. But my understanding is that it's a youth magazine written for young women, by young women, and it's really focused on all kinds of like women's health, like emotional health, like psychological health, sexual health, the physical health, all of that, and focused locally here in New Orleans.
So I really feel that's a really good program and should continue. How do you feel on Youth Voice? Like, do you feel that the youth needs to get their voice out?
I do. I think that the youth have a lot to say. Oftentimes, adults, we don't want to hear it, or we want to hear it, but just like kind of in a contained way over there, like on the adults' terms, when it could really be, we could do a better job as adults listening to young people and kids on their terms to have an understanding truly of like what their experience is, what their perspective is, what they want to share, how they view the world. All of that's really, really important. Like not only to inform kind of currently what's happening for young people, but also like those young people will become young adults and will become adults, and their experience now will inform the people they become, the adults they become as they grow up, and the world that they create when they become adults.
Yeah, that's a really great opinion, because youth voice really doesn't get out there, but if we let the youth put their voice out, we can really change the world and make it better.
I think so. I mean, and it's not like, on one hand, it's like, yes, any one person can change the world, but on the other hand, it's actually like the way the world is changed or communities are changed is by lots of individuals speaking out, saying what they believe, acting in ways that they believe it, and then all these individual contributions coalesce into like a larger like collective action or collective responsibility. But that collective action, the collective voice, doesn't happen without the individuals. So programs like Be Loud, other organizations that are here, they do really good work in like igniting and catalyzing the interests and the passions of those individuals. And then events like this bring together those individuals into a collective, which can be really powerful.
Yeah, thanks for letting me interview you. This is DJ Splash signing off.
Hi, my name is DJ Bird.
And I'm DJ Swift.
And today we're here with Lindsay and Toshi. Why are you guys here today?
Well, we're here to support Be Loud, and I'm actually the wife of DJ Flipphone, and we're just really excited about all the projects that Be Loud works on, and happy to come out and support everybody.
Thank you so much for coming out to support us. How does it matter to you to get youth voices out into the world?
I think with hearing from Alex about the work that Be Loud does and coming out to these events like the Golden Mic. Every time I go to the Golden Mic Awards, I cry because I just find it so touching. I'm kind of an awkward, quiet person. And especially in my youth, I was very, very quiet and awkward. And even in my adulthood, I find I don't know how to like reach out and communicate with youth. And I see how Be Loud really brings voices to the youth, and it really brings you guys out of your shell. And it makes you guys want to share your individuality and your artisticness. And I just have so much respect for that. And I find it so, I can't do it myself. I don't know. I just can't bring that out of people like the people can at Be Loud. But I think you guys have a really beautiful community, and I want to support it as much as I can.
Okay, last question. My dad is an executive director, basically in the same position that Alex is in for another production called LA Green Corps, unrelated. But I know my mom does a lot behind the scenes, even though she doesn't really do any work directly for that project. I know she does a lot to help him
get out there and do what he needs to do for his project. How do you do that for Alex?
I think, honestly, every time I ask Alex, like, what can I do for you? What can I do for you? He always is saying how much support he already has from the people in the community. And I think the biggest thing that I do, and he's told me this is very helpful, is just being able to take care of things at home so that he feels like he can step out and be completely present for Be Loud. So there's smaller things I've done, like the envelope stuffing for the thank you parties. But I think that he would say the biggest help that I am, or the biggest support that I am, is giving him that time and that space to be able to focus on Be Loud.
I mean, I see it. I see you do all this stuff all the time for Be Loud, and it really is amazing, because I really don't think we would be this far without you.
Aw,
because, really, I mean, as his wife, obviously, you push him, and he does a lot for Be Loud, but I see you doing a lot for us too, and I really appreciate that.
Thank you so much for saying that.
Is there any last things you have to say?
No, I just want to say to all the DJs at Be Loud, keep doing what you're doing. It's really beautiful. People are listening. Listen to your radio show this morning. And I'm just like, it just really warms my heart to hear you guys say what you want to say. So thank you.
Hey y'all, it's DJ Jean. Today I'm reporting live from H26 New Orleans to kick off a series of folktales created by our very own stupendous writers. In this audiobook, we will hear the creative, innovative folktales that all of our awesome writers have put together in after-school programming. Make sure to keep an ear out for an awesome original mix of more lessons, music, and characters.
Hi guys, it's DJ Kim, and today I'm going to be telling you a story about respect. Laura is cooking at her tiny apartment in the suburbs of New Orleans with her son, Kay. Laura says Casey is going to the store. But I don't want you to go. Kay says it was sadness and madness in his eyes. Laura says, but I have to go, Kay. Laura says, I love you. Bye. Kay says, I hate you! Laura looks hurt and sad. Laura comes back 2 hours later, but with no food. Chiefs comes back, dun, 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 with a new son, and kicks Kay out. And he comes back 10 hours later, and Laura lets him back in, and they live a happy life, just the three of them, and Kay learns to be respectful. And everybody clap now.
Hello, this is DJ Gracie, and this is my story, The Fish and the Crocodile. The crocodile and the fish are brothers. The crocodile is jealous of the fish because he can sing good. They used to sing together. However, the fish sings by himself. On March 15, he has a big finale. 17 days later is his big finale. Then the fish wears a mask and he tries to sing, but it's too late because the crocodile steals the fish's voice. Before he sings, the camera the crocodile, and the crocodile gets arrested, and the police chokes the crocodile, and the voice goes back in the fish, and he does his big finale, and he did so good. The end.
Wow, so many great ideas. If you were inspired and want to become a Be Loud volunteer or donor, hit us up at beloudstudios.org. Or if you're like, hey, I know somebody at the zoo, or I own a haunted house, and you want to help Be Loud get there, contact us at beloudstudios.org or DM us on Instagram at beloudstudios. Thanks for listening.
B
This is DJ Yeager, and you're listening to 102.3 FM WHIVLP New Orleans, your home for the Be Loud Radio Hour. Tune in every Saturday morning for Youth Radio.